This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we all knew would happen, the shootings in Orlando Sunday morning became very political very quickly. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump each made speeches about it yesterday and about terrorism as well. Mr. Trump specifically restating his plan to ban Muslim entry into the United States if he wins the election. Today, President Obama weighed in as well.
We hear language that singles out immigrants and suggests entire religious communities are complicit in violence.
If you see the videotape, you can see the president is clearly angry. But Donald Trump is now the presumptive Republican nominee for that office, with what have to be treated as serious policy proposals worthy of and ready for close inspection. So were he to take office, what would a ban on Muslims mean for the American economy? From New York, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
According to the U.S. National Travel and Tourism Office, 1.2 million human beings visited the U.S. from the Middle East in 2013, and they spent collectively $6.7 billion. So that's $6.7 billion you can subtract from the U.S. economy right there. Now, of course, the Middle East does not have the majority of the world's Muslims. The majority are in Asia, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Add them in, and the number's closer to $18 billion. And that is just tourism. There's education, of course. Trump's plan would ban, at a minimum, the 154,000 students from majority Muslim countries who came here in 2015.
All international students, including those from Muslim countries, bring billions of dollars in revenue and support hundreds of thousands of jobs in the U.S. when they come for higher education.
Rajika Pandari is with the Institute of International Education. Take those 154,000 students, multiply by average tuition, and you get another $5 billion you can subtract from the U.S. economy. We can throw in another billion from Muslim students from India. In any case, our grand back-of-the-envelope estimate so far is $24 billion. That's not counting, by the way, contributions from all the Muslims on work visas with jobs in Silicon Valley and elsewhere. All of this is the cheapest part of the cost.
The first and foremost cost is it's going to flush the Bill of Rights on day one of any potential Trump presidency.
Corey Saylor is with the Council on American Islamic Relations. He says there's a cost to America's brand as well.
We will fall right off the stage as the leader of the free world.
The ban would bar Muslim doctors serving rural communities. It would ban the extensively vetted Muslim refugees fleeing ISIS. It would ban Muslims like the ones who prayed in Central Park on Sunday for the victims of the Orlando shooting. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.